Jamil on the beat. Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the podcast, the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. I'm your host, Wes O'Say. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review. You can find us wherever you get your podcast. We do appreciate the feedback, no matter what type of feedback it is. We appreciate it. And one thing we're trying to do here is to make sure that not only we give you content, but the content that needs to be heard, the content sometimes that kind of gets lost in the cracks or gets lost in translation in the shuffle because of everything else that's been going on that we've been dealing with definitely in the past year or so. And one of the things that I wanted to discuss is, as we do know, we just came off of an election, a presidential election in 2020. You know, that being one of the many events that really was overshadowed by the massive event of the pandemic and over the 500,000 lives we have lost so far in the past year, and our hearts go out to every single one of those families who have been affected by this terrible, 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 terrible pandemic that did not have to happen. That one party allowed, that was in control, allowed to spread rapid, unabated through this country. Yes, the Republican Party. And you see now why they still speak on this disinformation campaign and Ted Cruz talking about it's dumb wearing a mask. And it's everything is politics when it comes to the Republican Party. Everything. And one way they're playing politics is carrying on the big lie. And if you've been living under a rock and you're not familiar with the big lie, and I find it tough that nobody isn't, unless you believe that big lie to be the truth. And if that's the case, you're wrong as well. And the big lie was that Donald Trump, the former president, or who calls himself the 45th president of the United States, which is true, but he can't get himself to call himself the former. That's politics, too, that he's playing. But the big lie that he won the election, that there was widespread voter fraud across the entire country. Now, we know 65 cases came to court and 65 cases were shut down, dismissed. Supreme Court threw it out. State Supreme Courts threw it out. There was no base, and he continued to repeat himself over and over and over. Actually, something that the Democrats can learn from. One thing Donald Trump did really well was repetition. And he has shown, if you repeat yourself over and over and over, sometimes people tend to believe it just because you keep saying it over and over. Doesn't matter if you have any proof, any evidence, anything to show, doesn't matter. Because we're living in a day and age right now where there's literally an alternate reality that they've set up, a world where people are living in where it's not true and the facts don't matter. And they do that because they're looking to divide and to conquer by dividing. Total different set of reality. It's also amazing to me on Fox News how they can allow a network, a credible, supposed to be news network, to have people on there that just lie and don't tell the truth. It's amazing to me. But as we do know, and what's been going on, and Biden did win the election, he is the legitimate president of the United States. He's the 46th president of the United States, and he won the election. But in winning the election, he did flip two states that have been known to be red states, Arizona and Georgia. And in Georgia in particular, and we're seeing the legislative branch of government in the state that is majority Republican. As we speak, they're actually making laws and making it more restrictive to vote. And now I ask myself, remember, they're a Republican majority. It's always been a red state. They made the laws, the voting laws. But because of the fact that Georgia flipped blue, along with the two senators, that Democratic senators that took those seats, they figured, you know what? Instead of, like any other functioning, healthy political party, if they lose an election and they say, you know what? Let's just figure out what we could do to make our message better, what we can do policy-wise, what can we do to appeal to the voters who did not vote for us. That's what usually a healthy party does when they lose an election. But no, the Republican Party isn't a healthy party anymore. The Republican Party has been taken over by one, maybe probably one of the most corrupt men in the history of the world, in the former president. And what he is, the Republican Party has become. And they're no longer people that want to do anything in good faith. They've exposed themselves for what they really are. They don't believe in the direction that America is going. They want to rule by the minority, and they figure the only way they're going to do it, outside of maybe, like I said earlier, appealing to your voters, but no, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is change the laws that we already put in place to make sure the people who don't particularly vote for us won't be able to. That's the plan. And they're using the big lie that Trump constructed and put together, that the election was stolen, to be the reason why they have to look to voter integrity. Voter integrity matters. We need to look into it because of what happened in this election. And it's amazing looking at CPAC over the weekend and the people, the smart people. I'm not saying these people are dumb. These are Ivy educated people that have been successful in their fields. But for some kind of reason, they have got themselves dirty and wrapped themselves around this loser of a president, this one-term loser president. And they've become idiots because they're perpetuating a lie that they know isn't true. They're perpetuating a lie that manifested itself on the 6th of January, where his supporters tried to stop this peaceful transition of power, where they overcame a Capitol and they killed police officers. Officer Sicknick, to be exact. And two other officers lost their life because they just couldn't deal and they took their own lives. The big lie manifested itself, and that's what it became. And see, now what they're doing, instead of running away from that, instead of taking responsibility, instead of saying, what can we learn so this doesn't happen again, they're doubling down. Because they look at the tea leaves and they believe, instead of us trying to change and be better and more appealing, I think that there's a way that we can do this thing, that we can go ahead and rule for the minority. And the way they're starting to do that is by changing the voting laws. The John Lewis Voting Act, that could go to a place where it will have ground sweeping equality for voting across the board, that will supersede any type of state legislation. Something that needs to be passed. But as you see, we have an issue in the Senate as well in terms of the filibuster. And if you don't know what the filibuster is, it's a process in the Senate where you need 60 votes in order to pass a bill. Now, as you know, it's a 50-50 split in the House. And if you have a 51 vote, it will go to Vice President Kamala Harris. Okay? So you're 50-50. So that means, usually, and what we're doing right now in terms of the Republican Party, and their whole only sole purpose is to block everything. And it was something that was used, or a rule intact, so a minority party, whoever was a minority, wouldn't have no type of leverage in a certain situation. If something wasn't bipartisan, they'd be able to block it. And right now, they have the power to do so. But the sad thing is, there's been a mandate given to Joe Biden by the 81 million people that put him in place. There's been a mandate. And see, like I said earlier, when you have a healthy major party in the country, they become the loyal opposition. They just figure out ways to appeal to the voters next time, and they work with the people who are in charge to come together for the sake and for the benefit of the American people. But see, when you look at the Republican Party and you see CPAC over the weekend, there's no ideas. There's no policies. It's demagoguery all the time, division all the time, culture war all the time, because they want to make everything a culture war because they don't have anything to offer. So if you don't have anything to offer, you want to play on people's fears. And it's the same old tired strategy they continue to do, but people don't take the time to look, to read, because, and I get it, we get so caught up in what we're doing and what we got going on, but there are things that are going on that could affect you directly. And especially with the voting. They're trying to make sure that black and brown people who came out in droves, the black vote came out in droves. It put Biden in office. It took two Senate Democrat seats in Georgia, where it's never been that way in 28 years. It turned blue. So they want to make sure that that never happens again. But instead of appealing to the voter base, they're just going to change the laws and cheat so they can push black and brown voters out of the voting process, and they can rule from the minority. That old decay, ideology, America first, nobody else matters, archaic, just tired, nowhere near what this country looks like now, direction going forward. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to help anybody. They want to keep control in terms of power, play politics on everything. And that's what we're dealing with right now. But even on top, and for the Democrats, the filibuster has to go. Because as we see what's going on, what the Republican Party is going to do, it's going to be almost like in 09 if you're not careful, where the ACA was up for a vote and the Democrats gave every recession to the Republicans there was, and they still didn't get any votes for it. And because they wasted so much time, come those midterms in Obama's first term, the Democrats were wiped out. Because if you fail to govern, the people will remove you. It is what it is. And what the Republicans are trying to do is to block everything so the Democrats really can't make any move because it's a 50-50 Senate. So you got to get rid of the filibuster. But you have senators such as Joe Manchin, and there's another senator as well, I can't think of their name off the top of my head, so forgive me, who say they will never get rid of the filibuster because they say it's a way that it kind of keeps things level and that one party doesn't have all the wielding power. But it's the same filibuster that Mitch McConnell blew up when he wanted to get his judge appointments. See, the Democrats need to start understanding that right now, at this present moment, the other major political party in the United States of America is not acting in good faith. They're playing politics, and they're looking to rule from the minority. And see, what's going to happen is, if the Democrats are not careful and they allow this to stay and they don't blow up the filibuster to get actual positive, strong legislation done, legislative work done, what's going to happen is they're going to lose the midterms. They're going to lose the majority. And right now, we see the Republicans where they're looking to go, where Trump was looking to do. Why do you think after everything exhausted, he had a Saving America rally on the day where they're voting to certify the election results? And he wanted to try to find anything to get them to stop doing it, even to the point where he was going to have his own vice president in harm's way, where they were hollering out, "Hang Mike Pence." None of it mattered. Even the people in the Senate, the Republicans, were victims. They were the victims. They were the ones that went through it. And because of the fact they can't break this man, they can't break from his voters, they feel like they need his voters. Because 74 million people voted for him. Who cares? What is about what's right? And see, the thing is, Republicans know that this is crazy, but they're willing to go with it in order to stay in what? Or try to get back into what? Into power. Because if you didn't care about your position, you didn't care about power, it wouldn't matter. You would do what was right in lieu of possibly losing your political career. And this is the issue now. Liz Cheney has to deal with it when Trump coming at her, and I believe Bill Burr and Toomey. But they understand more things are important. What's right? The rule of law. Not a totalitarian government. And see, what people don't understand, a totalitarianism A totalitarianism government. And I am struggling to say that, y'all. I don't know why I'm struggling so much. I'm going to make sure I got it right here on live. I'm going to do it right there. Totalitarian. A totalitarian government is what the Republican Party is looking to do in terms of what they're showing based on the evidence. They're looking to control everything, every fabric of everybody's lives. And so people have to understand this. And see, they want to say the liberal, they're trying to break free from the liberal oppression. No, there's no liberal oppression. Liberals are trying to move forward, progress as this country moves forward. Is every idea the best idea? No. But they're looking to move forward, not back to a part of government where everything's controlled. And you look at the definition of it, a form of government that attempts to assert total control over the lives of its citizens. It is characterized by a strong central rule and attempts to control and direct all aspects of individual life through coercion and repression. Totalitarianism. I cannot say that word, and I'm struggling to say it, and I can't. Let me stop. But I'm going to try one more time. Totalitarianism. There it is. I know I can't talk. But see, what people need to realize is that that type of government, a totalitarianism government, it's not going to be like Red Dawn when you see the soldiers on the streets. No, it's not going to be that. Uber's still going to be going. The planes are still going to be flying. Buses will still bus and pick people up. You'll still be able, as a lady, to go to the hairdresser and men to the barber and to the grocery store. You'll be able to do those things. They won't change, but our institutions from the inside out would change. And over time, we will start seeing what it really means to live in a government where they control every aspect of your life. But they want to say because of a health issue, we need to wear a mask. No, that is oppression. It's not. It's made up by a set of people, usually of the Caucasian persuasion, to act as if somebody's trying to oppress them when that's not the case. We're trying to get to a point of equality for everyone. In a totalitarianism government, as the Republicans, based on the evidence of what they're showing, they're looking to go towards. And if it happens, we'll have nothing to blame but us, because we know. The Democrats will have no idea to blame but themselves, because they know what they need to do. Joe Manchin, the West Virginia Democrat, the Republicans are not working in good faith. Everything they're doing is for the audience of one. Everything they're speaking, they're talking, they're representatives, it's division, and it's nowhere our country is going. And we must eliminate that filibuster. And they can do it if they have the 51 majority votes. But when you have Democratic senators that say they're not going to do it, then you don't have the votes and you start from nowhere. But if you don't govern and you become the minority again, and on top of that, if the Republicans are allowed to gerrymander and make the districts shape them and form them to the way where they can get the majority of votes to the people who are going to vote for them, and they phase us out of the voting process, what do you have? A totalitarian government. And then you talk about oppression. Wait till that. Because see, okay, yeah, could we have a Congress? But Russia has a Congress. And it really doesn't matter. China and North Korea, they have parliaments. They have Congress. It doesn't really matter. They have no power. You know who runs those countries. You know. And it doesn't matter because we'll have senators and congressmen. But if we allow minority rule to come back in, yeah, it may look like everything is the same, but it's not. And the freedoms that you think that you have now, that you appreciate now, they will cease to exist. And if you think inequality runs rampant now, imagine it in that type of government. And the reason why I say that, and they say, well, how do you know that Donald Trump wanted to do that? Well, it's easy. When you don't agree to the peaceful transition of power, if you make up an entire big lie, even 6 months prior to the election, and you push that narrative to the point where your supporters overthrow the Capitol for several hours, and you say nothing to stop it, and you have said nothing since then to show any remorse for it. To me, that's somebody that wants to live or is looking to be a dictator. And most dictators are in totalitarian regimes. As Donald Trump, why do you think he always smooched up to Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin? Because those are people he wants to be like. He sees the power, not for what it can do, for how he can help others with it. It's how what he can do for himself and for his family. And he's shown that over and over and over. We know what the Republicans are about at this present moment. I'm not saying this every Republican, but the majority of Republicans right now who are, if you're a Republican and you're perpetuating the big lie, that's what you're rocking with. Because you know it's a lie. You know it is. These senators, Ted Cruz, Holly, they know it is. They just made a calculation of, but they like this. So if they like this and I can capture this kind of passion, even though it's a ill-fated, sick, demented, divisive passion, but if I can put it in a bottle and put it to support myself, maybe I can get in the office. And what happens is ambitions come bigger than the goals that you had set to help the people you represent. This is going on right now. People are actively in the state of Georgia, a legislation in Georgia, the legislation in Arizona. Up to 43 states right now are trying to put in this one state, I believe Arizona, if they're going to put in one law that they will have the right to throw out the results and put in their own electors. Think about that. That's what they're trying to do with them being on the losing side. And if that's what they're trying to do, try to figure out how to cheat, how to maneuver and manipulate, how in the hell do you think that you can work with them on a bipartisan way to get anything done, Joe Manchin? This filibuster is going to do nothing but cause the Democrats to get back into the minority. And if that happens, God help us all. Until next time, love everybody, hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast, and I'm your host, your boy, Wes Osei. Be blessed. Peace.